just as nasty as it is today, as parties heaped abuse on adversaries and searched the behavior of their foes for evidence of scandal, whether sexual misconduct or economic malfeasance. Finally, when I was in graduate school, it was all the rage to believe that ideas shaped political behavior, and my earliest writings, which focused on the behavior of the loyalists in the American Revolution, stressed that outlook. Over the years, I've become convinced that political behavior usually owes more to economic considerations and that most people customarily embrace ideas that tally with their personal interests, especially their pecuniary considerations. However, this is not to say that I regard ideas as unimportant. Ideas, in fact, may never have been more crucial than in the struggle to create the United States. For the passionate factional battles of that day were fought over the shape and fabric of the new nation. Indeed, following independence, the primal question that confronted political activists and engaged public was just how revolutionary the break with the Anglo-American past would be. In most instances, the answer lay at the very heart of one's ideology. The title of this book was taken from a line in a newspaper essay written in 1776 by a Pennsylvanian who opposed American independence. To separate from the mother country, he cautioned, was to make a leap in the dark, to jump into an uncertain future. Time and again in the course of the half-century spanned by this book, political activists confronted the reality that their actions would catapult them into amorphous terrain. In every instance, there were those who were ready to take the chance. Always, too, there were those who resisted approaching the abyss that would be ushered in by breaking with the past. 20 years before independence, it would have been a leap in the dark for the individual colonies to surrender their autonomy and consent to a national confederation of 13 provinces, or for the imperial government in London to countenance such a union. Subsequently, it was a leap into an unpredictable place to resist British policies, go to war, declare independence, embrace republicanism, ratify the Constitution, enfranchise additional citizens, permit those who had never been trusted with public office to be elected as public officials, or to cast aside the habits of the Anglo-American colonial past. Each step was uncertain and chancy. The success of the American Revolution was far from inevitable. Years were required to forge an effective opposition to British imperial policies, and that was followed by a protracted war to bring about separation from the empire. Militarily, of course, an American victory was not assured. That has been well remembered by subsequent generations. However, the labyrinthian political struggles that accompanied the war and persisted in its aftermath have been long forgotten, save by a few scholars. When in 1780, General George Washington said that the peril was greater than in the dark days of 1776, and he despaired that the American Revolution might be lost, he did not fear military defeat so much as he believed the effort to attain independence might fail due to political shortcomings. Later in 1786, after the war had been won, many feared that seemingly insoluble political economic problems doomed the Union. Still later, in the passionate partisanship of the 1790s, the fate of the Union remained uncertain, as two factions with competing visions of the American future and clashing understandings of the meaning of the American Revolution battled for control of the new national government. Only with the presidential election of 1800 was it clear which vision of the American Revolution had at last prevailed. This book, ultimately a political history of the era of the American Revolution, explores these matters. It finds roots to that revolution entangled in the colonial past, and it sees the resolution of what the American Revolution was to mean occurring both on blood-soaked battlefields between 1775 and 1783, and in innumerable and often desperate political battles that ensued over the next 20 years, down to Inauguration Day, 1801. The past half-century has witnessed the creation of innumerable new nations. Not all have survived, and some have made it, at least for a few decades, only by surviving violent and bloody civil upheavals or after falling into the clutches of despots. In almost every instance, great powers, or at least more powerful neighbors, have sought to exploit these weak new nations for their own gain. Some of this sounds distressingly similar to the experience of the United States between 1776 and 1800.